Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast for Thursday morning, August 13th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
A News Breaks. AZIOA Holdings, Inc. featured an AINEWI editorial on AI infrastructure demand. In recent news, AZIOA Holdings was featured in an AINEWS Wire editorial discussing the growing demand for AI infrastructure. The editorial highlighted the company's efforts in developing integrated infrastructure platforms to support AI growth. With global electricity consumption by data centers expected to double by 2030, AZIO's initiatives in digital power, data center development, and GPU deployment are crucial. For more details, visit the company's newsroom. Mission IR News Breaks. Daxos.ai Incret reports record Q2 revenue of $2.46 million, a 1,337% increase year-over-year. The company's GAAP net income was $241,056, reflecting a gain from the sale of gaming assets. Revenue per advertising dollar improved by 20% sequentially to $0.78. Daxos plans to focus on increasing recurring revenue and maintaining discipline in operating expenditures for the rest of 2026. Mission IR News Breaks. Boxable Inc. launches partnership initiative to advance affordable housing at scale. Boxable Inc. has launched a partnership initiative to drive affordable housing at scale. The company is seeking collaborations in various areas, like manufacturing, installation, development, and more. Potential partnerships could involve acquisitions, joint ventures, talent additions, and technology transactions. Interested parties can express their interest through the company's website or phone, with transactions subject to due diligence and approvals.
Coconut Software launches advanced matching to help banks pair every client with the right advisor. Coconut Software has launched advanced matching, a new feature aiming to help financial institutions pair clients with the perfect advisor. This intelligent routing tool goes beyond basic availability, considering factors like expertise, language, and service type. By utilizing rules-based intelligence, institutions can ensure each appointment is directed to the best suited advisor, enhancing the overall client experience and driving better outcomes.
Custom or default? Soulful date users choose icebreakers to boost confidence. Custom or default? Soulful date users are choosing icebreakers to boost confidence, according to findings from a recent survey. Results show that 52% use the template without changes, while 41% modify it before sending. Default users value efficiency and simplicity, while customizers aim for personalization. Overall, 76% feel confident or neutral after sending, making icebreakers a low-friction entry point for communication on the platform.
PrideState expands language support for users. PrideState is expanding language support on its platform, with Danish, Finnish, Indonesian, Korean, Dutch, Norwegian, and Swedish joining the interface. This brings the total number of supported languages to 16, making it easier for users to access profiles, settings, and communications in their preferred tongue. The platform's commitment to accessible communication includes real-time translations and multilingual support options. GenConnect joins AV and cabling to IT services across Sydney. GenConnect Technologies has expanded its technology offering for Sydney businesses, integrating boardroom AV and structured cabling services with its IT and telecommunications capabilities. This move aims to provide a single accountable partner across all technology disciplines, streamlining coordination for businesses. With over 20 years of industry experience and partnerships with Cisco and Microsoft, GenConnect offers solutions aligned with businesses' existing software platforms.
Stonegate updates coverage on SES AI Corp. 2Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated coverage on SES AI Corporation, noting improvements in commercialization, despite lower sequential revenue in 2Q26. The company's broader commercial strategy is gaining traction, with all four product lines contributing to growth. SolarC certification is expanding UZ Energy's US SouthS opportunity, and the NDAA drone pipeline indicates strong demand. FY26 guidance remains unchanged, with a clear path forward for SS, drones, materials, and molecular universe.
Let's get into thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.